in the limelight.
There is evidence that some people with the infection experience few, if any, symptoms and may still be able to pass on the coronavirus. As a consequence, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, have recommended wearing cloth face coverings in situations when it is difficult or impossible to maintain a distance of 6 feet between people. They urge people to make their own face masks and reserve surgical masks and N95 respirators for healthcare workers. The CDC have produced a guide on how to make a face mask at home. In light of this advice, the researchers behind the present study set out to investigate way of disinfecting masks safely, killing any SARS-CoV-2 without reducing the effectiveness of the masks over time. Here we present you an article concerning this issue written by Timothy Huzar, entitled Study Finds Protective Masks Can Be Effectively Disinfected at Home. The article was taken from the medicalnewstoday.com. Please stay with us for more details. Researchers concluded that homemade masks and some medical masks can withstand simple disinfection without significantly reducing their effectiveness. A new study has found that disinfecting homemade masks by heating them may not significantly reduce their effectiveness, and that some medical masks can undergo this process and still be effective. The research published in the Journal of the International Society for Respiratory Protection may be valuable for reducing the pressure on stocks of medical masks during the coronavirus disease COVID-19 pandemic. According to the World Health Organization WHO, the virus that causes COVID-19, severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus 2, SARS-CoV-2, is primarily transmitted by coughing and sneezing. Droplets of saliva and discharge from the nose can carry the virus. It can be directly passed on if, for example, someone with infection coughs or sneezes and another person in close proximity breathes in the resulting droplets. The virus can also survive on surfaces that the droplets land on. The transmission can occur if a person comes into contact with the droplets on a surface and the virus gains access to the person's body, if, for example, the person touches their face. There is also evidence that some people with infection experience few, if any, symptoms and may still be able to pass on the virus. As a consequence, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, have recommended wearing cloth face coverings in situations when it is difficult or impossible to maintain a distance of 6 feet between people. They urge people to make their own face masks and reserve surgical masks and N95 respirators for healthcare workers. The CDC have produced a guide on how to make a face mask at home. In light of this advice, the researchers behind the present study set out to investigate ways of disinfecting masks safely, killing any SARS-CoV-2 without reducing effectiveness of the masks over time. They studied means of disinfecting homemade masks and those for healthcare workers, as reusing masks may help ease pressure on dwindling stocks. The study authors cite previous research demonstrating that heating masks to 70 degrees Celsius is effective at killing the SARS-CoV-2 virus. While other disinfection techniques have also proven effective, heating can be done by anyone with access to a stove. To test how effective masks are after disinfection by heat exposure, the authors applied different masks to the heads of mannequins designed to stimulate the drawing of breath. Because it had already been established that heating to 158 degrees Fahrenheit could kill SARS-CoV-2, the researchers did not need to work with the virus. Instead, they used soot from a kerosene lamp, the particles of which are roughly the same size as SARS-CoV-2 particles. The authors then tested two disposable N95 respirator masks, one disposable surgical mask, and three homemade masks from a cotton dress, a cotton sweater, and a polyester cloth. They measured the levels of soot outside the mannequin and in the air that had passed through the masks. They repeated the test, changing the tightness of the masks and using mannequins of different materials, plastic or silicone, to simulate the softness of the human face. The researchers concluded that if fitted tightly on a plastic mannequin, one N95 respirator and the surgical mask could be disinfected by heat exposure 10 times without losing their effectiveness. The N95 mask achieved a filtration efficiency of 95%, while the surgical mask achieved 70%. The other N95 respirator failed after being repeatedly applied to the mannequin. However, when the authors used the masks on the softer silicone mannequin with a fit that a person would normally use, they found that filtration levels were significantly lower, at around 40% for both the surgical mask and the N95 respirator. When the team used homemade cotton masks on the softer mannequin, they discovered that the filtration efficiency was 55%, better than either the surgical mask or N95 respirator when used with a regular fit. Heating the homemade masks also had no effect on their filtration capacity. Finally, the authors explored the effectiveness of homemade nose clips applied to the mask. They found that when applied to disposable masks with a regular fit, the nose clips significantly increased filtration efficiency to 98% for N95 masks and up to 88% for the surgical masks. Nonetheless, the authors who hail from Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory in Palisades, New York, noted, "Everything we know so far suggests that wearing almost any kind of mask in public is better than nothing, that a tight fit is best, and that, with certain limits, many types of masks can be reused outside of medical settings."